As part of this year's Cape Town Baroque Festival, I was fortunate enough to attend Eric Bosgraaf's lecture on a fascinating figure from the Dutch Golden Age, Adriana van den Berg, who was born in Amsterdam in around 1631. Adriana was a child prodigy on the recorder, and when she was about 12, a book of recorder music published by Paulus Matthes was dedicated to her. The book is called The God's Recorder Heaven, and the dedication in translation reads, "Euterpe's spirit was reborn, or so it did appear, whenever the sound of Adriana's flute I chanced to hear. A wonder of our century, that such a youthful lass wears in the name of all maidens' laurels on Parnasse." 5 years later, she was the dedicatee of another collection by the same publisher. This dedication by Matthes was even longer, mentioning her illustrious recorder playing and that it sounded so clear that the whole world speaks about it in amazement, and also that the sweet strings of the viola da gamba delights the ear of the master musician. He also made an allusion to the Mountain of the Muses, making a play on her name, Van den Berg, and Mount Parnassus. But who was this recorder and gamba playing muse? During COVID, musicologist Timo Vint began his extensive research about her. He discovered that Adriana was the daughter of a wealthy merchant in Amsterdam. The most exciting revelation was that a famous life-size portrait of the muse Euterpe is actually a painting of Adriana. It's referenced in documents relating to her brother's estate. This magnificent painting by Jacob Bakker shows the sitter dressed in white with a laurel wreath on her head and woodwind instruments on the table next to her, including a bass recorder. Adriana had an unfortunate marriage. In 1650, when she was 19, she married a merchant who rapidly went through the family money and left them bankrupt. Adriana died aged 37, after giving birth to her ninth child. Here are two pieces from the publications dedicated to Adriana: a duet version of Come Again by John Dowland, arranged by Van Eck and Matthes, and then Brandy Ireland by De Vos, based on an Irish melody that was popular in the Netherlands at the time. They are played by Eric Bosgraaf and Ensemble Cor de Vento.
Thank you.
Eric Bosgraaf and ensemble Cordavento performed Come Again, arranged by Van Eck, and Brander Ierland by Peter DeVos. FMR.